It's All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio. I'm Catherine Brond. State House representatives released parts of their spending plan today, education making up the largest piece of that budget pie. Republican representatives don't want to make any big cuts in public school spending. They did, however, propose a couple of policy changes, among them the creation of a teacher scholarship program and a pilot to increase the number of charter schools. Here to explain more of the details of the House plan is WUNC's education reporter Rima Crace. Rima, so remind us where we are with the state budget process itself.
Well, it's very, very, very early still. So the governor came out with his proposal back in early March, and the House now is coming up with its own budget proposal for the next two fiscal years. And it's still coming out in bits and pieces, and it'll come out over the next few days. And I think the plan right now is to have them vote on it in the middle of next week. And so they unveiled some of it today, and it's important to keep in mind that the Senate will still need to come out with its own proposal, probably in the next few weeks, maybe a month. And then after they come up with that proposal, there'll be a lot of debate, probably more debate, and then a final plan. They'll try to find some middle ground later this summer.
Okay, so compared to previous budget proposals, what's new or significant in this one?
Well, there are a lot of big ideas in this proposal. So first, they have a proposal to grow private school vouchers. So we've seen these private school vouchers introduced in the last couple of years. These are for low-income students who want to attend private schools. They're pretty controversial. The Supreme Court right now is actually considering whether they're even constitutional. But they would add about $7 million to that program to grow it. They also set aside money to create a teacher scholarship program. North Carolina is having a hard time recruiting teachers. So this program would target students who want to become teachers, or anyone who wants to become teachers, and encourage them to fill hard-to-staff spots, so maybe math and science subjects or in struggling schools. And they also want to create a pilot program that would help bring more charter schools specifically to rural areas. And that's just to list a few.
What about things that affect students more directly, things like classroom supplies, teacher's assistance, those kinds of things?
They want to put more money in for textbooks, about $100 million over the next 2 years. This would also include digital resources. They also want to put more money in there to get broadband access in all public schools, and just overall to make classrooms more digital friendly. In terms of teacher assistance, they want to keep the funding at the level that they're currently funded. We know that that's been a controversial piece in other budgets. We've seen slashes to teacher assistance and even to textbooks in previous years.
So the proposal was crafted by Republican lawmakers. Rima, what do the Democratic lawmakers have to say about it?
They say this is not enough, that the budget just doesn't put enough money into public education, that it doesn't restore cuts to teacher assistance or to textbooks or to public schools in general over the last few years since the recession and since Republicans have gained control. They say it's not enough just to maintain the status quo. Democratic leader Larry Hall from Durham actually spoke at a press conference earlier today and said that there needs to be more money for teacher salaries.
Not just this year, but going forward, are we on track to get to that national average? We say we want to be competitive. Are we on track to get to that national average? Are we restoring the funding cuts we took out?
So he says that the budget doesn't really account for inflation or the growth that we've seen in the state, and that, again, more money needs to be put into education.
All right. And last session, Rima, lawmakers gave a salary boost to teachers, especially those teachers early on in their careers. Any word yet on raises this session?
Well, the House may come out with some numbers for teacher salaries, what they would like to see, maybe in the next few days. But we do know, we've heard the House, we've heard the Senate, we've heard the governor say that they're committed to raising the teacher base salary to at least $35,000. So they'll likely say that. But whether they're going to add more to that, we'll just have to see.
All right. The entire House budget plan is expected to be released within the next couple of days. We got a sneak peek there. Rima Crace covers education policy in WUNC's Legislative Bureau. Thanks for talking to us, Rima.
Thank you, Catherine.